WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to another episode of Stoic Mindset Reset. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of rocks? You know, those little worries, anxieties, grudges, things that weigh you down even though you can't exactly see them. Well, today we're tackling the art of letting go, because trust me, sometimes the heaviest burdens are the ones we choose to carry. We're all humans, and that means we experience a whole kaleidoscope of emotions, joy, excitement, fear, anger, even resentment. It's natural, but here's the thing, holding on to negativity, letting it fester, is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to get sick. It only hurts you in the long run. So, how do we become masters of letting go? How do we shed those emotional burdens and step into a lighter, more peaceful state of being? I've got 5 key takeaways that can truly transform your mindset. 1. Acceptance is your superpower. Seriously, folks, sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is simply acknowledge what is. Don't fight reality, don't try to force things to be different. Accepting the situation, even if it's not ideal, gives you a chance to breathe and actually think clearly about what steps to take next. Think of it like this. When your flight gets delayed, do you freak out? Or do you use that extra time to read a book or catch up on emails? Acceptance allows you to shift from reactive stress to proactive problem solving. 2. Focus on what's in your control. Remember the serenity prayer? Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Boom. Right there, that's the key. So much of life is out of our hands, traffic jams, other people's opinions, unexpected events. But what we can control is our response to those things. Our thoughts, our actions, our attitude, these are within our sphere of influence. Channel your energy into what you can actually change, and let go of the rest. 3. Practice mindful detachment. This doesn't mean becoming a hermit who disconnects from everything. It means learning to observe your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Imagine those feelings as clouds passing by. They come and go, they shift shape, but they don't define you. By detaching emotionally, you create space between yourself and the triggers that cause stress and negativity. 4. Forgive yourself and others. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you far more than anyone else. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about releasing the anger and resentment that keeps you tethered to the past. It's a gift you give yourself, a chance to move forward with lightness and peace. 5. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Letting go is an ongoing practice, not a one-time event. There will be times when you feel weighed down, when old patterns resurface. That's perfectly normal. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge those feelings without judgment, and gently guide yourself back to the path of letting go. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, fuming because you're going to be late for an important meeting. Your mind is racing with all sorts of negative thoughts. What if I get fired? What if I mess everything up? But then, you take a deep breath and remember these 5 points. You accept that the traffic is out of your control, focus on what you can control, like staying calm and listening to some chill music. Practice mindful detachment by observing your racing thoughts without judgment. Forgive yourself for feeling stressed, it's normal. And remind yourself that this is just a temporary situation. By letting go of the negativity, you transform your experience from one of frustration into an opportunity for mindfulness and self-awareness. You arrive at your meeting calm, collected, and ready to rock it. So, there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to help you master the art of letting go. Remember, folks, releasing what no longer serves you isn't about becoming emotionally numb. It's about making space for joy, peace, and authentic connection. Embrace the lightness, embrace the freedom, and keep rocking that stoic mindset. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts in the comments below. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to letting go? And what's one small step you can take today to practice this powerful art? Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, keep striving for that Stoic Mindset Reset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.